So yeah, we'll be talking about what I've learned working with GoPGP and how to scale it. So first about me, I'm a software engineer at Cisco. I mainly worked on Dataplane, DPP, and GoPGP, PGP control plane. So I will be not talking about VPP since there have been many talk about it yet. And also, I like cycling, so if you want to talk about that also, we can talk about it at the end. Small disclaimer, you'll see this logo. This is a real GoPGP logo, and I've made some AI-generated one for the talk. Those are not the real one. So first, what is BGP? BGP is the air traffic controller for all the routes on the internet between autonomous systems. So basically, you tell a BGP server that you own some routes and that you want the traffic to go to you when somebody wants to talk to that route. So GoPGP is in between to distribute all the routes between different autonomous systems. So what is the problem that we want to solve that needs to be, that for which we need GoPGP to scale? So we have different tenants that want to distribute the routes between different devices that they own across the world in different POPs. And but we don't want to share the routes they distribute with us. We want them to have a segmented way of distributing their own routes and have multiple peering with us. But for that, maybe we could have hundreds and thousands of peering with one single customer in one POP, and we want to have multiple customers in the same region. So if we take an example, a tenant wants to connect with us and start sharing some routes, so it will register itself through our fabric. The management plane, we inform our BGP plane, the control plane, that a new tenant wants to peer with us. We'll start a new GoBGP server for it, and then some devices for the tenant will try to peer with us, and maybe multiple of them. We expect sometimes thousands of them in one single region, and they will be able to start sharing routes with them, and we will redistribute them across all the different pairings that they have with us in this POP and in other POPs where the client is connected to. So we can see that, for example, the first one we start appearing at a given address 169.254.0.1, and we have a NAT layer that will be mapping this client to its tenant server, and if another device tries to connect, they will have another device ID, and we'll be able to know to which server we need to map them so they can peer with this exact server for the tenant. So what do we need? The tenants can come and go in one single POP or multiple POP. There can be thousands of tenants in one POP. They can create different devices can connect at once in one POP, so it is really dynamic. And also, we want to be able to customize the path, vehiculate some metadata in the path in our fabric, because as I said, maybe the client is connected in multiple POP, and we want to just add metadata to those paths to pass them to other POPs so that we know from where a path is coming from originally. So we need a way to manipulate the path as we want to vehiculate this metadata. And as I said, there can be thousands of tenants in one single POP that are coming and going, potentially with also a lot of peers. And in the end, it makes a lot of routes to catch and vehiculate. So we want to be able to serve all the tenants as rapidly as possible. So we made a round of all the different open source BGP implementation on the market. So there is Bird, which is fast, but it's only usable with static configuration. So you give it. You